Jeff, thanks for joining us for the Silver City Report. Obviously, we are discussing what is the latest news surrounding the coronavirus public health crisis in your area of New Mexico. Can you share with us how local health providers are preparing for this epidemic?
At last week's meeting of the Gila Regional Medical Center Board of Trustees, trustees heard from medical staff and interim CEO Richard Stokes about a surge plan that they've come up with that would expand their 6 ICU beds to 26 ventilator capable beds. And they have a plan that, if implemented, would relocate some patients to other parts of the hospital and create a COVID triage system. They are also working with Hidalgo Medical Services, another one of the three main medical providers in the area, to create a new COVID-19-centric clinic. The hospital has already gotten approval from the New Mexico Department of Health to go forward with this, and they are currently working on transforming an office building across the street from the hospital here in Silver City into a COVID-19 clinic. They are also working to try and address the hemorrhaging of cash that is going on among all medical providers across the state and country. They have a team working with New Mexico congressional delegation to access some of the stimulus money that was just legislated, as well as try to access existing grants. The hospital anticipates being redesignated by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services as a critical access hospital by August 1st also. This will improve their finances by millions of dollars each year. So the hospital appears ready for a COVID-19 spread here in Grant County, and that's good news for the public.
So how is the hospital balancing preparation for preventing the spread of COVID-19 and treating those who may have the coronavirus, and also still continuing basic services that the facility has been providing for folks in the area?
That's a good question. That's exactly where the financial trouble is coming from. The hospital has announced that all non-essential surgeries and procedures are effectively canceled as of last week. And aside from emergency services, their emergency room is open 24/7, of course. The cancer center is open for regular hours. Treatment is uninterrupted there. Aside from the really necessary services, the hospital has cut back on its services and, in fact, are looking at ways to reallocate staff if the spread of COVID does happen in Grant County.
The entire state of New Mexico is under a stay-at-home order. State law enforcement, state police are tasked with the responsibility of enforcing this order. How are local police playing a role in this?
The Grant County Sheriff Frank Gomez and Silver City's Police Chief Fred Portillo both told the Daily Press that they are remaining highly visible, patrolling as usual, and while they are trying to limit their non-emergency contact with the public, they are still on the job, and part of that job right now is keeping an eye peeled for gatherings that are larger than 5 people, businesses that are open that should be shut, and if warnings that they issue aren't heeded, they will call in state police who are able to cite people under state statute for violating the social restrictions.
Okay, thank you so much, Jeff. We're going now to the Silver City Daily Press and independent publisher, Nick Seibel. Nick, thank you so much for joining us. Obviously, this story has really shaken up newsrooms across the country and how they deliver the news. How has that impacted the Daily Press, and how are you moving forward?
Well, it's not just newsrooms. You know, we're seeing small businesses across our community be affected by the reduction in business hours that have been forced by this, either because they're designated a non-essential business, or even among essential businesses like restaurants and grocery stores, you know, either too much traffic or not enough has led them to have to cut things back. And so the newspaper, unfortunately, right now is no exception. Starting this month, we're going to have to temporarily cut back on our publication days. We'll be eliminating the weekend edition that comes out on Saturday and the Monday edition of the newspaper from print. Of course, the newsroom will still be working, and if there's breaking news, we'll post that online at scdailypress.com. And that's really the reason for these cutbacks is you got to make sure that we can pay our people and keep doing the important work that we do. Hope this is just a temporary move. The plan is once things open up again and advertising picks up, we should get back to normal.
All right, Nick, thanks for joining us, and we'll talk with you all next week.
Thanks, Anthony.